And now chapter 10 of the Adi Lila. Let me repeatedly offer my respectful obeisances unto the bee-like devotees who always taste the honey of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If even a doggish non-devotee somehow takes shelter of such devotees, he enjoys the aroma of the lotus flower. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Prabhu. And all glories to the devotees of Lord Chaitanya headed by Srivas. The description of Lord Chaitanya as the gardener and the tree is inconceivable. Now hear with attention about the branches of this tree. The associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were many, but none of them should be considered lower or higher. This cannot be ascertained. All the great personalities in the line of Lord Chaitanya enumerated these devotees, but they could not distinguish between the greater and the lesser. I offer my obeisances unto them as a token of respect. I request them not to consider my offenses. I offer my obeisances to all the dear devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the eternal tree of love of Godhead. I offer my respects to all the branches of the tree, the devotees of the Lord, who distribute the fruit of love of Krishna. The two brothers, Srivas Pandit and Sri Ram Pandit, started two branches that are well known in the world. Their two brothers were named Sripati and Srinidhi. These four brothers and their servants and maidservants are considered one big branch. There is no counting the sub-branches of these two branches. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu held congregational chanting daily at the house of Srivas Pandit. These four brothers and their family members fully engaged in the service of Lord Chaitanya. They knew no other god or goddess. Another big branch was Acharya Ratna, and his associates were sub-branches. Acharya Ratna was also named Sri Chandrasekhar Acharya. In a drama in his house, Lord Chaitanya played the goddess of fortune. Pundarik Vidyanidhi, the third big branch, was so dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that in his absence, Lord Chaitanya himself would sometimes cry. Gadadhar Pandit, the fourth branch, is described as an incarnation of the pleasure potency of Sri Krishna. No one, therefore, can equal him. His disciples and grand disciples are his sub-branches. To describe them all would be difficult. Vakrishvar Pandit, the fifth branch of the tree, was a very dear servant of Lord Chaitanya's. He could dance with constant ecstasy for 72 hours. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally sang while Vakrishvar Pandit danced. And thus Vakrishvar Pandit fell at the lotus feet of the Lord and spoke as follows. O Chandramukha, please give me 10,000 Gandharvas. Let them sing as I dance, and then I will be greatly happy. Lord Chaitanya replied, I have only one wing like you, but if I had another, certainly I would fly in the sky. Pandit Jagadananda, the sixth branch of the Chaitanya tree, was celebrated as the life and soul of the Lord. He is known to have been an incarnation of Satyabhama, one of the chief queens of Lord Krishna. Jagadananda Pandit, as an incarnation of Satyabhama, always wanted to see to the comfort of Lord Chaitanya. But since the Lord was a sannyasi, he did not accept the luxuries that Jagadananda Pandit offered. They sometimes appear to fight over trifles, but these quarrels were based on their affection, of which I shall speak later. Raghava Pandit, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's original follower, is understood to have been the seventh branch. From him proceeded another sub-branch headed by Makaradvaj Kada. Raghava Pandit's sister, Damayanti, was the dear maidservant of the Lord. She always collected various ingredients with which to cook for Lord Chaitanya. The foodstuffs Damayanti cooked for Lord Chaitanya when he was at Puri were carried in a bag by her brother Raghava, without the knowledge of others. The Lord accepted these foodstuffs throughout the entire year. That bag is still celebrated as Raghavera Jali, or the bag of Raghava Pandit. I shall describe the contents of the bag of Raghava Pandit later in this book. Hearing this narration, devotees generally cry and tears glide down from their eyes. Pandit Ganga Das was the eighth dear branch of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One who remembers his activities attains freedom from all bondage. Sri Acharya Purandara, the ninth branch, was a constant associate of Lord Chaitanya. The Lord accepted him as his father. Damodar Pandit, the tenth branch of the Chaitanya tree, was so elevated in love of Lord Chaitanya that he once unhesitatingly chastised the Lord with strong words. I shall describe in detail this incident of chastisement later in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Lord, being very much satisfied by this chastisement, sent Damodar Pandit to Navadvip. The 11th branch, the younger brother of Damodar Pandit, was known as Sankara Pandit. He was celebrated as the shoes of the Lord. Sadashiva Pandit, the 12th branch, was always anxious to serve the lotus feet of the Lord. It was his good fortune that when Lord Nityananda came to Navadvip, he resided at his house. The 13th branch was Pradyumna Brahmachari. Since he was a worshipper of Lord Nrsingadev, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu changed his name to Nrsingananda Brahmachari. Narayan Pandit, the 14th branch, a great and liberal devotee, did not know any shelter but Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. The 15th branch was Sriman Pandit, who was a constant servitor of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He used to carry a torch while the Lord danced. The 16th branch, Shuklambara Brahmachari, was very fortunate because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jokingly or seriously begged food from him, or sometimes snatched it from him forcibly and ate it. Nandan Acharya, the 17th branch of the Chaitanya tree, is celebrated within the world because the two Prabhus, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, sometimes hid in his house. Mukunda Dutt, a class friend of Lord Chaitanya's, was another branch of the Chaitanya tree. Lord Chaitanya danced while he sang. Vasudev Dutt, the 19th branch of the Sri Chaitanya tree, was a great personality and a most confidential devotee of the Lord. One could not describe his qualities even with thousands of mouths. Srila Vasudev Dutt Thakur wanted to suffer for the sinful activities of all the people of the world so that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu might deliver them. The 20th branch of the Chaitanya tree was Haridas Thakur. His character was wonderful. He used to chant the holy name of Krishna 300,000 times a day, without fail. There was no end to the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur. Here I mention but a fraction of his qualities. He was so exalted that Advaita Goswami, when performing the Shraddha or memorial ceremony of his father, offered him the first plate. The waves of his good qualities were like those of Prahlad Maharaj. He did not even slightly raise an eyebrow when persecuted by the Mohammedan ruler. After the passing away of Haridas Thakur, the Lord himself took his body on his lap and he danced with it in great ecstasy. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur vividly described the pastimes of Haridas Thakur in his Chaitanya Bhagavat. Whatever has remained undescribed, I shall try to explain later in this book. One sub-branch of Haridas Thakur consisted of the residents of Kulina Gram. The most important among them was Satyaraj Khan or Satyaraj Vasu, who was a recipient of all the mercy of Haridas Thakur. Murari Gupta, the 21st branch of the tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was a storehouse of love of Godhead. His great humility and meekness melted the heart of Lord Chaitanya. Srila Murari Gupta never accepted charity from friends, nor did he accept money from anyone. He practiced as a physician and maintained his family with his earnings. As Murari Gupta treated his patients by his mercy, both their bodily and spiritual diseases subsided. Sriman Sen, the 22nd branch of the Chaitanya tree, was a very faithful servant of Lord Chaitanya. He knew nothing else but the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Gadadhar Das, the 23rd branch, was understood to be the topmost, for he induced all the Mohammedan Qazis to chant the holy name of Lord Hari. Shivananda Sen, the 24th branch of the tree, was an extremely confidential servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone who went to Jagannath Puri to visit Lord Chaitanya took shelter and guidance from Shivananda Sen. Every year he took a party of devotees from Bengal to Jagannath Puri to visit Lord Chaitanya. He maintained the entire party as they journeyed on the road. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestows his causeless mercy upon his devotees in three features: his own direct appearance, or sakshat, his prowess within someone he empowers, or avesha, and his manifestation, or avirbhav. The appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in every devotee's presence is called sakshat. His appearance in Nakula Brahmachari as a symptom of special prowess is an example of avesha. The former Pradyumna Brahmachari was given the name Nrisinghananda Brahmachari by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In his body there were symptoms of avirbhav. Such appearances are uncommon, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed many such pastimes through his different features. Srila Sivananda Sen experienced the three features, sakshat, avesha, and avirbhav. Later I shall vividly describe this transcendentally blissful subject. The sons, servants, and family members of Sivananda Sen constituted a sub-branch. They were all sincere servants of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The three sons of Sivananda Sen, named Chaitanya Das, Ram Das, and Karnapur, were all heroic devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Vallabha Sen and Sri Kanta Sen were also sub-branches of Sivananda Sen, for they were not only his nephews, but also unalloyed devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Govindananda and Govinda Dutt, the 25th and 26th branches of the tree, were performers of kirtan in the company of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Govinda Dutt was the principal singer in Lord Chaitanya's kirtan party. Sri Vijaya Das, the 27th branch, another of the Lord's chief singers, gave the Lord many books written by hand. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Vijaya Das the name Ratnabahu, or jewel-handed, because he copied for him many manuscripts. The 28th branch was Krishnadas, who was very dear to the Lord. He was known as Akinchan Krishnadas. The 29th branch was Sridhar, a trader in banana tree bark. He was a very dear servant of the Lord. On many occasions, the Lord played jokes on him. Every day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jokingly snatched fruits, flowers, and pulp from Sridhar and drank from his broken iron pot. The 30th branch was Bhagavan Pandit. He was an extremely dear servant of the Lord, but even previously, he was a great devotee of Lord Krishna, who always kept the Lord within his heart. The 31st branch was Jagadish Pandit, and the 32nd was Hiranya Mahashai, unto whom Lord Chaitanya, in his childhood, showed his causeless mercy. In their two houses, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begged foodstuffs on the Ekadasi day and ate them personally. The 33rd and 34th branches were the two students of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu named Purushottam and Sanjaya, who were stalwart students in grammar. They were very great personalities. Vanamali Pandit, the 35th branch of the tree, was very celebrated in this world. He saw in the hands of the Lord a golden club and plow. The 36th branch, Budhimanta Khan, was extremely dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was always prepared to carry out the Lord's orders, and therefore he was considered to be a chief servant of the Lord. Garuda Pandit, the 37th branch of the tree, always engaged in chanting the auspicious name of the Lord. Because of the strength of this chanting, even the effects of poison could not touch him. Gopinath Singha, the 38th branch of the tree, was a faithful servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord jokingly addressed him as Akrura. Devananda Pandit was a professional reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam, but by the mercy of Vakreshvar Pandit and the grace of the Lord, he understood the devotional interpretation of the Bhagavatam. Sri Kandavasi Mukunda and his son Raghunandana were the 39th branches of the tree. Narahari was the 40th, Chiranjiva the 41st, and Sulochan the 42nd. They were all big branches of the all-merciful tree of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They distributed the fruits and flowers of love of Godhead anywhere and everywhere. Satyaraj, Ramananda, Yarunath, Purushottam, Sankara, and Vidyananda all belonged to the 20th branch. They were inhabitants of the village known as Kulinagram. All the inhabitants of Kulinagram village, headed by Baninath Basu, were servants of Lord Chaitanya, who was their only life and wealth. The Lord said, "Not to speak of others, even a dog in the village of Kulinagram is my friend. No one can speak about the fortunate position of Kulinagram. It is so sublime that even sweepers who tend their hogs there also chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra." On the western side were the 43rd, 44th, and 45th branches, Sri Sanatan, Sri Rupa, and Anupam. They were the best of all. Among these branches, Rupa and Sanatan were principal. Anupam, Jiva Goswami, and others, headed by Rajendra, were their sub-branches. By the will of the Supreme Gardener, the branches of Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami grew many times over, expanding throughout the western countries and covering the entire region. Extending to the borders of the river Sindhu and the Himalayan mountain valleys, they expanded throughout India, including the places of pilgrimage such as Vrindavan, Mathura, and Haridwar. The fruits of love of Godhead, which fructified on these two branches, were distributed in abundance. Tasting these fruits, everyone became mad after them. The people in general on the western side of India were neither intelligent nor well-behaved, but by the influence of Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they were trained in devotional service and good behavior. In accordance with the directions of the revealed scriptures, both Goswamis excavated the lost places of pilgrimage and inaugurated the worship of deities in Vrindavan. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, the 46th branch of the tree, was one of the most dear servants of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He left all his material possessions to surrender completely unto the Lord and live at his lotus feet. When Raghunath Das Goswami approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri, the Lord entrusted him to the care of Swarup Damodar, his secretary. Thus they both engaged in the confidential service of the Lord. He rendered confidential service to the Lord for 16 years at Jagannath Puri. And after the disappearance of both the Lord and Swarup Damodar, he left Jagannath Puri and went to Vrindavan. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami intended to go to Vrindavan to see the lotus feet of Rupa and Sanatan, and then give up his life by jumping from Govardhan Hill. Thus, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami came to Vrindavan, visited Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, and offered them his obeisances. These two brothers, however, did not allow him to die. They accepted him as their third brother and kept him in their company. Because Raghunath Das Goswami was an assistant to Swarup Damodar, he knew much about the external and internal features of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Thus the two brothers, Rupa and Sanatan, always used to hear of this from him. Raghunath Das Goswami gradually gave up all food and drink but a few drops of buttermilk. As a daily duty, he regularly offered 1,000 obeisances to the Lord, chanted at least 100,000 holy names, and offered obeisances to 2,000 Vaishnavas. Day and night he rendered service within his mind to Radha Krishna, and for 3 hours a day he discoursed about the character of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami took 3 baths daily in the Radhakund Lake. As soon as he found a Vaishnav residing in Vrindavan, he would embrace him and give him all respect. He engaged himself in devotional service for more than 22.5 hours a day, and for less than 2 hours he slept, although on some days that also was not possible. I am struck with wonder when I hear about the devotional service he executed. I accept Srila Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami as my guides. I shall later explain very elaborately how all these devotees met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Gopal Bhatt Goswami, the 47th branch, was one of the great and exalted branches of the tree. he always engaged in discourses about love of Godhead in the company of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. The Acharya, Shankararanya, was considered the 48th branch of the original tree. From him proceeded sub-branches known as Mukunda, Kashinath, and Rudra. Srinath Pandit, the 49th branch, was the beloved recipient of all the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone in the three worlds was astonished to see how he worshipped Lord Krishna. Jagannath Acharya, the 50th branch of the Chaitanya tree, was an extremely dear servant of the Lord, by whose order he decided to live on the bank of the Ganges. The 51st branch of the Chaitanya tree was Krishnadas Vaidya. The 52nd was Pandit Shekara. The 53rd was Kavichandra. And the 54th was Shastivar, who was a great Sankirtan performer. The 55th branch was Srinath Mishra. The 56th was Shubhananda. The 57th was Sri Ram. The 58th was Ishan. The 59th was Sri Nidhi. The 60th was Sri Gopikanta. And the 61st was Mishra Bhagavan. The 62nd branch of the tree was Subhuti Mishra. The 63rd was Ridayananda. The 64th is Kamal Nayan. The 65th was Mahesh Pandit. The 66th was Shrikar. And the 67th was Sri Madhusudan. The 68th branch of the original tree was Purushottam. The 69th was Sri Galim. The 70th was Jagannath Das. The 71st was Sri Chandrasekhara Vaidya. And the 72nd was Dvija Haridas. The 73rd branch of the original tree was Ramdas. The 74th was Kavichandra. The 75th was Sri Gopal Das. The 76th was Bhagavatacharya. And the 77th was Thakur Saranga Das. The 78th branch of the original tree was Jagannath Tirtha. The 79th was the Brahmin Sri Janakinath. The 80th was Gopal Acharya. And the 81st was the Brahmin Baninath. The three brothers, Govinda, Madhava, and Vasudev, were the 82nd, 83rd, and 84th branches of the tree. Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda used to dance in their kirtan performances. Ramdas Abhiram was fully absorbed in the mellow of friendship. He made a flute of a bamboo stick with 16 knots. By the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, three devotees accompanied Lord Nityananda Prabhu when he returned to Bengal to preach. These three were Ramdas, Madhava, and Vasudev Ghosh. Govinda Ghosh, however, remained with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri and thus felt great satisfaction. Bhagavat Acharya, Chiranjiva, Sri Raghunandan, Madhavacharya, Kamalakanta, and Sri Yadunandan were all among the branches of the Chaitanya tree. Jagai and Madai, the 89th and 90th branches of the tree, were the greatest recipients of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. These two brothers were the witnesses who proved that Lord Chaitanya was rightly named Patita Pavan, the deliverer of the fallen souls. I have given a brief description of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya in Bengal. Actually, his devotees are innumerable. I have especially mentioned all these devotees because they accompanied Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Bengal and Orissa and served him in many ways. Let me briefly describe some of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. Among the devotees who accompanied the Lord in Jagannath Puri, two of them, Paramananda Puri and Svarup Damodar, were the heart and soul of the Lord. Among the other devotees were Gadadhar, Jagadanand, Sankara, Vakrishvar, Damodar Pandit, Thakur Haridas, Raghunath Vaidya, and Raghunath Das. All these devotees were associates of the Lord from the very beginning, and when the Lord took up residence in Jagannath Puri, they remained there to serve him faithfully. All the devotees who resided in Bengal used to visit Jagannath Puri to see the Lord. Now let me enumerate the devotees of Bengal who first came to see the Lord at Jagannath Puri. There was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, one of the biggest branches of the tree of the Lord, and his sister's husband, Sri Gopinathacharya. In the list of devotees at Jagannath Puri, which begins with Paramananda Puri, Svarup Damodar, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and Gopinathacharya, Kashi Mishra was the fifth, Pradyumna Mishra the sixth, and Bhavananda Rai the seventh. Lord Chaitanya took great pleasure in meeting with them. Embracing Rai Bhavananda, the Lord declared to him, "You formerly appeared as Pandu, and your five sons appeared as the five Pandavas." The five sons of Bhavananda Rai were Ramananda Rai, Patanayaka Gopinath, Kalanidhi, Sudanidhi, and Nayak Baninath. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Bhavananda Rai, "Your five sons are all my dear devotees. Ramananda Rai and I are one, although our bodies are different." King Prataparudra of Orissa, the Oriya devotees Krishnananda and Shivananda, Paramananda Mahapatra, Bhagavan Acharya, Ramananda Bharati, Sri Shiki Mahiti, and Morari Mahiti, constantly associated with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while he resided at Jagannath Puri. Madhavi Devi, the 17th of the prominent devotees, was the younger sister of Shiki Mahiti. She is considered to have formerly been a maidservant of Srimati Radharani. Brahmachari Kashishvar was a disciple of Ishvar Puri, and Sri Govinda was another of his dear disciples. In the list of prominent devotees at Neelachal, Kashishvar was the 18th and Govinda the 19th. They both came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri, being thus ordered by Ishvar Puri at the time of his passing away. Both Kashishvar and Govinda were godbrothers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and thus the Lord duly honored them as soon as they arrived. But because Ishvar Puri had ordered them to give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personal service, the Lord accepted their service. Govinda cared for the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whereas Kashishvar went in front of the Lord when he went to see Jagannath in the temple. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the temple of Jagannath, Kashishvar, being very strong, cleared the crowds aside with his hands, so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could pass untouched. Ramai and Nandai, the 20th and 21st among the important devotees in Jagannath Puri, always assisted Govinda 24 hours a day in rendering service to the Lord. Every day Ramai filled 22 big water pots, whereas Nandai personally assisted Govinda. The 22nd devotee, Krishnadas, was born of a pure and respectable Brahmin family. While touring southern India, Lord Chaitanya took Krishnadas with him. As a bona fide devotee, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, the 23rd principal associate, acted as the brahmachari of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he toured Mathura. Badaharidas and Chotaharidas, the 24th and 25th devotees in Neelachal, were good singers who always accompanied Lord Chaitanya. Among the devotees who lived with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri, Ramabhadra Acharya was the 26th, Singhasvar the 27th, Tapan Acharya the 28th, Raghunath the 29th, and Nilambar the 30th. Singhabhat was the 31st, Kamabhat the 32nd, Shivananda the 33rd, and Kamalanand the 34th. They all formerly served Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Bengal, but later these servants left Bengal to live with the Lord in Jagannath Puri. Achyutananda, the 35th devotee, was the son of Advaita Acharya. He also lived with Lord Chaitanya, taking shelter of his lotus feet at Jagannath Puri. Nirolom Gangadas and Vishnudas were the 36th and 37th among the devotees who lived at Jagannath Puri as servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The prominent devotees at Varanasi were the physician Chandrasekhar, Tapan Mishra, and Raghunath Bhattacharya, Tapan Mishra's son. When Lord Chaitanya came to Varanasi after seeing Vrindavan, for 2 months he lived at the residence of Chandrasekhar Vaidya and accepted prasad at the house of Tapan Mishra. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at the house of Tapan Mishra, Raghunath Bhat, who was then a boy, washed his dishes and massaged his legs. When Raghunath grew to be a young man, he visited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri and stayed there for 8 months. Sometimes he offered prasad to the Lord. Later, by the order of Lord Chaitanya, Raghunath went to Vrindavan and remained there under the shelter of Srila Rupa Goswami. While he stayed with Srila Rupa Goswami, his engagement was to recite Srimad Bhagavatam for him to hear. As a result of this Bhagavatam recitation, he attained perfectional love of Krishna, by which he remained always maddened. I list in this way only a portion of the innumerable devotees of Lord Chaitanya. To describe them all fully is not possible. From each branch of the tree have grown hundreds and thousands of sub-branches of disciples and grand disciples. Every branch and sub-branch of the tree is full of innumerable fruits and flowers. They inundate the world with the waters of love of Krishna. Each and every branch of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees has unlimited spiritual power and glory. Even if one had thousands of mouths, it would be impossible to describe the limits of their activities. I have briefly described the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in different places. Even Lord Shesh, who has thousands of mouths, could not list them all. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. This ends Chapter 10 of the Adi Lila.